Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vieren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za, and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Van Vieren, and today's message is called Blessed in Him. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for everything that you have done for us. And Lord, I know that there's so much that we still need to learn. And Lord, I'm asking you to help me in this message teach your people more about what Jesus has done for us. So Lord, I thank you for it, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So once again, today's message is called Blessed in Him. So if you spend time reading your word, and I believe you have, you know, the Bible is made up of two different covenants. You have the Old Covenant or the Old Testament and the New Covenant and the New Testament. And, you know, we are under the New Covenant. That's why we always say in this ministry that you should spend more time reading your New Testament. You know, I like giving this example that if someone passes away, you know, they will read the very latest will. They're not going to read the first will or the second. They're going to read the latest one. And because the latest one is the one that applies. So, you know, the Bible is made up of two different testaments, old and new. And we are under a newer covenant with better promises. And if you have spent time reading your word, you're going to see very quickly that there are two different forces. And these forces are reciprocal forces. One is going forward and the other one's going backwards. And these two forces is the blessing and the curse. So like I said, one of them is going forward, which is the blessing, and the curse is going backwards. They are reciprocal forces. And one will create and the other will tear down. Let me say that again. One will create and the other will tear down. And you can see this very thing happening all around the world. There's people that whatever they put their hands to, that thing will prosper. And then other people, they will have something and it will break down. So for those that don't know, the blessing comes from the Lord. The Jews refer to God as the blessed one, and for good reason, because in the Bible it mentions that God is the blessed one. The Bible also says that every good gift comes from God. The Bible says that God is love. The Bible says that God is good to all. And the devil, on the other hand, the Bible says a lot about the devil. Satan is the father of all lies. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Satan is the great deceiver. Satan is our enemy. Okay, so you get these two forces, reciprocal forces, and one is from God and the other is from the devil. Now, you can see right in the beginning, for those that need to see this in the Bible, you know, you can just open to the very first book of the Bible. And I love what this one minister said. He said, you know, the blessing is so important that God put it right in the first book of the Bible. When God first started speaking to man, he spoke about the blessing, you know, and I just want to throw this in here. You know, you should not confuse the blessing with the curse, and you should not confuse the curse for the blessing. You need to learn the difference, and the best way you can do that is reading Deuteronomy 28, because it first talks about the blessing, then it talks about the curse. But right in the beginning, the blessing is so important that that's what God started speaking to man first about. And the Bible says, and God blessed them. So you can see the blessing comes from the Lord. The curse does not come from the Lord. Some people say that poverty is a blessing in disguise. No, it's not. Some people say sickness is a blessing in disguise. No, it's not. The curse is bad. The blessing is good. You have to know this. So right in the beginning, God blessed the man. You know what God needed them to do? To take that blessing all around the world and replenish the earth. So wherever Adam and Eve would go, the blessing would just follow. And you know what happened? Satan deceived the woman, and both of them, they did eat of that fruit, and they lost the blessing because they died spiritually. And you know, when a person loses the blessing, they take on the curse. And the curse really did come on them. And when God found out what had happened, he had explained what they activated. The curse was activated in their lives. And that's why she had a lot of pain when she gave birth. The ground was fighting Adam. One son killed the other. They never traveled. They stayed in one spot. The curse hit them, and the curse hit them hard. And that was because they listened to the devil. You got to know the difference between the blessing and the curse. God gave them the blessing, and Satan deceived them, and the curse came on them. So you can see the blessing is big to God, because the blessing is an anointing to prosper. But the curse will bring destruction on someone. You know, it's amazing when a person starts walking in the blessing, and you might be new to this, you're going to notice that slowly but surely, small things are going to start happening for you. Things are going to start working for you and not against you. And this is going to go good. And that is going to go good. And you're going to get that good news. And you're going to get those deals and those specials. You're going to get better parking spots. You're going to get financial opportunities. You're going to start managing your money better. And we know what the Bible says in Proverbs 10:22. It says that the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. That's what the blessing does. The blessing is going to improve your life. And this is why under the Old Covenant, the Jews understood this. The Jews wanted that blessing because it'll change your whole entire life. But now if you look on the flip side and you look at someone that's got the curse, all of a sudden, this starts going wrong. That goes wrong. That goes wrong. That goes wrong. And it just increases and increases and increases. Now, I'm going to give you one or two examples. I have seen old people. They will buy a car brand new, and they will keep the same car for years. And they will keep that car maybe 20, 25 years, etc. Maybe even more. And that car still looks as good as it did when it was new. That is what you call the blessing. But then I see the younger generation, and you know, the younger generation, a lot of them, they don't have a heart for God like the older generation did. When I was young, everyone went to church. Wherever we moved, we would find a church. You can just talk to any elderly person. Generally speaking, they're all God-fearing. But the younger generation, they dip into this, they dip into that, they dip into that. And you can see how the curse comes on them because Satan is keeping them out of the church. And like I was going to say, you know, I've seen the younger generation buy brand new cars. And the car isn't even a year old or 2 years old. And it's got more dents in than someone racing at a crash derby. Okay? The windshield is smashed. Maybe it's missing a bumper. And then these young kids, they cut the springs of the cars, and it's foolish because it's dangerous. But that's what happens when you dip into the curse. A person starts making the wrong decisions. And, you know, when a person cuts the springs of their car, automatically the value of the car drops. And then they start making dumb financial decisions. Already they're customizing their car and it didn't need customizing. So already they're throwing money into that, you know. And one bad choice goes to another. to another, to another. But you know what? When we get born again, we have the blessing on us. And a lot of people don't realize that. When we give our heart to Jesus, we are connected to the blessing, that same blessing that the Jews wanted so badly under the old covenant, that blessing that they sought after, that same blessing, you know, when God spoke to his people and he would tell them, do this and you will be blessed, that same blessing. And, you know, the Jews understand the term blessing. They understand it. They understand the term curse. And you can see this in the Bible. You know, that man that was born blind. The disciples came to Jesus and said, who did sin? Was it him or his parents that he was born blind? They automatically put that in the same category as the curse because it should be there. But, you know, these days you get Christians saying, God must be teaching a person a lesson. People are more quick to blame God than they are to blame themselves or the devil. And that's a sad reality. But when you get born again, the blessing belongs to you. So I'm going to read Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and verse 29. And it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And verse 29 says, if he be Christ's, then are he Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, a Christian might say, where is the blessing? Because they don't see it. Well, it starts off acknowledging that you are blessed. And it's not just a quick agreement with the word. You need to get a revelation that you are already blessed. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't have that revelation living and abiding in your heart that you are already blessed, you are not going to expect the blessing. You won't expect it. You will expect the curse. But we need to come to the point where we expect good things to happen to us. We need to come to the point where we thank God in advance that good things are happening to us and are going to continue happening to us. We need to start thanking God in advance for increase. We need to wake up in the morning with a big smile on our face saying something good is going to happen to me today because I am blessed. That's when blessed things happen to a person, when they start receiving it. But you're never going to walk in it if you don't even know it belongs to you. And yes, you can open the Bible right now, Galatians chapter 3, and you can read the whole chapter and you can see that it belongs to you. But if you don't have that living in your heart, you just won't believe it. I'll give you an example of this. You know, when I first started believing God for my healing, and I saw in the word, it says, by his stripes he were healed, 1 Peter 2:24. But I kept going to the Lord and saying, why aren't you just healing me? But the more and more and more I read that scripture, there came a day when I got that revelation that by his stripes I am healed. And you know, from that day forward, I never ever asked him again to heal me. I always knew that it was up to me to receive what he has already done for me. So likewise, you can see in the Bible right now that the blessing belongs to us in Christ Jesus. But if you don't have a revelation of it, that you are already blessed, you're not going to see yourself as blessed. You won't expect the blessing. You won't speak the blessing. You won't thank God for the blessing. You won't make plans about it. It has to come to a point where you put in so much of that word on the inside of you that you start seeing it with your understanding, that you start seeing it with your spirit man, where that word in you starts dominating your life. Because we all know how it is in reverse. We know there's some things that's dominating our lives and it's not of God. And you know what I'm talking about. You know, you'll sit and ponder about it. And you'll talk about it and you'll stress about it. Some people can't even eat their food because they are so stressed. Some people can't even sleep. Other people are losing their hair. Now think if we got so dedicated to the blessing like that, where we're thinking about it all the time, we're talking about it, we're praising God about it, we're sitting up making plans. Now that I'm blessed, I can do this, I can do that. Imagine how your life will start changing. The blessing will build you up. The blessing will affect everything around you. The blessing is something that you are going to walk in and everyone else is going to see it on you. You know, I'm thinking of something that happened to me personally. You know, I got saved at a young age. And when a person gets saved and when a person starts walking toward the Lord and you start spending time in his word and you start praying more and speaking to him more, things naturally start going better and better for you. And years ago, I was working for this restaurant and I bought myself a scooter, okay? I didn't need a car. I lived literally, I think, like 3 blocks or 4 blocks away from this place. And I bought the scooter and I just got the scooter and I washed it. And what I did is I bought brand new indicators. It had indicators on it, but the indicators were messed up, and I bought a brand new set. I fixed the front brakes as well, because when I bought the bike, the previous owner handed me the front brakes in my hand, you know, the caliper and all that. And I fitted the front brakes and I bled the brakes. So now it's got front brakes, and the front brakes were sharp. It was awesome. I put on a brand new set of indicators and I started doing things to the scooter, and the scooter just got better and it got better and it got better. And it was quite reliable. I was very happy with it, and I would use it between work and home. And I remember one day I parked my scooter by work and I put on the steering lock and went inside, and things got a little busy in the evening, and we needed additional delivery driver. And this one cashier that worked with me, he begged me to use my scooter for this delivery. And I didn't want him to, because I'm very particular over my things and I look after my stuff. And he continued to beg me. So I said, okay, fine, but please look after my bike. So he said, yes, he will. And he went around the corner and he put the key in the ignition and he couldn't unlock my steering lock, and he broke my steering lock. And when he did that, he also broke one of my brand new indicators, and I was upset. I was furious, because, you know, I look after my stuff, and I told him, I said, listen, you're going to have to pay for this, you know. So he said, he will. And cut a long story short, I upgraded a little later and I decided to sell the scooter to him. Well, he just got the scooter, and he started dropping the scooter wherever he would park. The bike would just fall over, and then he started racing the bike, and he raced the bike so much that the motor blew. So now he had to find another engine. And when he fitted another engine in the scooter, it was the wrong type of engine. So he had to change the back wheel. So now the bike didn't have back brakes. And then he decided to spray the bike, and he sprayed it a black color. And when he sprayed it, it was a terrible, terrible job. And then somewhere along the line, he also broke a couple of panels, and it was so heartful. You know, you look after something and you sell it to someone hoping that they're going to look after it like you did, and then they just dump the curse on it. And cut a long story short, he blew the second motor and he ended up selling the bike for 100 Rand. Okay. And that scooter I bought for a couple of thousand when I bought it, and it just went downhill from there. So you can see someone that functions in the blessing versus someone that functions in the curse. Now, we as Christians have the blessing, but you have to be aware that the blessing is yours. And it takes time. It takes time to receive it by faith. It takes time to study it out and to get that revelation. But anyone can. All you need to do is spend time in the word of the blessing. Keep your eyes on it. Keep hearing it. Keep speaking it. Be surrounded by it, and that will grow up on the inside of you. I truly hope that you enjoyed this message, and I hope that you are going to spend time receiving the blessing, because the blessing is yours. You know, Christ died for us, and everything he did, we should be enjoying while we're on this earth. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.